This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The gears of this economy grind on for now, whatever the state of our democracy, specifically in this instance, the capital markets, the stock exchanges. There has been a concerted effort over the past year or so by the White House and Congress to get certain Chinese companies kicked out of U.S. stock exchanges. Delisted is the technical term. The New York Stock Exchange has delisted and then listed again, and then at the urging of the Trump administration, delisted yet again a bunch of Chinese firms, three of them technically. The latest is they will be kicked out as of January the 11th. And now, according to the Wall Street Journal, the administration is debating whether to also push the New York Stock Exchange to remove Alibaba and Tencent. You've heard of them, I'm sure, because they are the biggest of Chinese technology companies. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour looked at what the end game might be here.
So there are a few different motivations here. Congress, in a bill signed in December, went after Chinese companies that don't meet U.S. accounting standards but still sell stocks in the U.S. Paul Triolo is with Eurasia Group.
It can't go on, right? I mean, if Chinese companies are really going to be listing on the New York, on U.S. stock exchanges, they have to abide by these rules.
The president's rationale has been something very different. He wants companies delisted if they're too close to the Chinese military. David Dollar is a senior fellow at Brookings.
It's an effort on the part of the administration to make sure that American investor money is not going to companies that are seen as helping the Chinese military and security apparatus.
But it's not clear that all the companies being targeted actually have much of a connection to the military or the government, which Paul Triolo says calls into question the effectiveness of the president's policy.
What's the goal here? I mean, is delisting some Chinese telecommunications company really have any impact on China's military modernization?
No, says David Dollar.
I think it's a minor annoyance for China.
These companies can get capital elsewhere, potentially from U.S. allies exchanges. Stephanie Siegel is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. She says if that happens,
we will have undercut U.S. investors, but not ultimately discouraged investment in the company that we're worried about.
Siegel says the Biden administration is very likely to reevaluate this approach. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.